Hey, you guys, it's me, Eric Cartman, and I'm here to tell you that Retard's Family Restaurant is fucking awesome. Get your butts down to Retard's for the famous 2 for the price of 3 chicken dinners. Hey, and while you're down there, why not listen to South Park's favorite podcast, The Laughter Life with Adam McKay? Join Adam for a fireside chat while he riffs on life, death, and everything in between. This message has been paid for by Retard's Family Restaurant, now opening a third location in Dartmouth. I'm gonna check out The Laughter Life with Adam McKay right now.
Welcome to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. I am your host, Adam McKay. Thank you all so very much for joining us. This is episode 21. Thank you to South Park's Finest for that shout-out. And, of course, to the shout-out for our wonderful sponsors, Retard's Family Restaurant. Loving it. Loving it. I just wanted to touch base on a couple of little things quickly that are trending right now, because as normally, I don't have a whole ton prepared and just going by the seat of my pants. And Kellyanne Conway said something rude to a reporter, asked them what their ethnicity was or something. That's trending. I don't really know who that Kellyanne Conway is. I'm just going to bring her thing up here. She's a mom. She's a counselor. Okay, whatever. Well, I don't know anything about Kellyanne Conway other than, you know, just from what I can see in her picture, she kind of looks like an extra from Night of the Living Dead. And I don't mean one of the extra living either. Because I don't think there were any extra living. She looks pretty ghoulish, so it doesn't surprise me that she's behaving as such. Okay, moving on from that. What else? Trudeau must go. All right. Must go where? Where must Trudeau go? I'm going to click on this here. For all of my American and non-Canadian friends out there, this is alluding to our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. And it's trending, Trudeau must go. So I think we have an election coming up soon. I don't even know. But I think there's an election coming up. And the only reason I know that is because I've started to see a lot of anti-Trudeau advertisements from the Canadian political Party of Canada or Canadian. I don't know what the fuck it stands for, but I just feel like their negative ads almost hurt themselves more than any positive ads any other party could run. Like, almost nobody has to do anything. It's just whoever does the worst ads will lose. And the PCs are definitely leading that. Here's my thing with politicians. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Trudeau's terrible. Scheer is terrible. The other ones are all terrible. But I don't care either, because I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I have my breakfast, I pet my dog, I kiss my girlfriend goodbye, I drive to work, I work, I come home, and kind of do it all the same again in reverse order. Then we sit down and we'll have a drink, or we'll watch one of our shows. You know, we'll throw 90 Day Fiancé on, Netflix, whatever. And then we kind of do it all over again. And then sometimes on the weekends, we'll meet up with friends for a drink downtown. And sometimes we go on vacation. And sometimes we get to go home and see our family. They're a few hours away, a few hours drive away. And that's our life. That is what life is. And not one fucking time in my life and in my experience has it ever mattered who exactly or what exactly a piece of shit is sitting in any office at any time ever, ever has it ever affected my life. And I suspect it has not ever affected 75% of everybody. And that is what I think. They're like sleazy used car salesmen, only they're not trying to sell you some piece of shit Chrysler. They're trying to sell you some piece of shit lie that sounds good for your vote. And then once you vote, and whoever gets in, they're going to do like 30% of what they said they would do. And that's about it. It's kind of a fucked up system, but that's the one we got. That was a bit of a long rant, and I apologize. Speaking of Netflix, I heard on the radio on the way home that they're trying to turn 13 Reasons Why. I guess it's a show about teenage suicide. And they had some psychologist on there, and they're like, well, we should use this to, you know, we could really start banging the drum about preventing teen suicide and depression and make more awareness and blah, 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 blah. And they're, you know, they're really upset about the show. And I'm always a big proponent of, you know, people's creative works. And I understand that some people may be influenced by things. But they're going to be influenced by something, whether it's this particular thing or the next. So I really do not like the manipulation from society on things such as art for some sort of stupid purpose. Like, who gives a shit? You know what? If you take away this 13 Reasons Why show from kids that want to kill themselves, then they'll scribble something else in the letter they write before they do it. Okay? It'll be, they're pissed off about, I don't know, the sun in their eyes on the morning bus ride to school. I don't know. Some other bullshit. It's just a placeholder. So people getting up in arms presuming to know why and how people, you know, create the motives to do what they do, is that pisses me off. People are going to be do whatever they want to fucking do, and nobody's responsible for that but themselves. And I just hate when people try to stick a blame sticker on other bullshit that's got nothing to do with it. And it's annoying. It's annoying that people, like, fall for it and people get led to believe these sort of things, too. And I'm going to apologize again in advance for the rant. I just can't pump the brakes sometimes about certain topics. And I'll even back up further, and I actually don't even give a shit. I really don't. But once I get going, it's like, it's hard to stop. So having said all that, I don't actually give a shit about any of it. Something else about Netflix. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Another example about Netflix. They're going to do something to avoid, like, cigarettes in movies and, like, drinking, because they think that that will influence people watching it to go out and drink and go out and smoke. And, again, I think that's really dumb. Okay. Okay, well, I've been ranting and raving so long, I honestly can't remember if I did a proper intro. You are listening to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. That's me. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at Laugh Life Adam. That's our Twitter handle. And we also have a Patreon page. So for the low, low fee of $1 a month, you can have access to a couple little one-liner jokes a week, you know, an added bonus episode every week or two. And eventually we'll have some apparel and memorabilia and shit. And retards have been generous enough, and they're going to send over some hats and mugs and stickers. And you'll get to have all kinds of retards gear, which is going to be, I think it's going to fly off the shelves. I do. It's going to fly off the shelves hotter than those salmon thighs down there at retards. Okay. I just got my list of notes here. Oh, before I get into this other little thing, I was on the way home again, and I noticed this thing on the side of the road, and traffic's a little bit slower on the road where I have to get through to get home. And this, at first I thought it was a baby deer, and it was like I thought it was injured. And then as I got closer to it, I noticed, like, oh, fuck, that's not a deer. It's a little goat. And it had, like, a necklace on. I'm shitting you not. It had a necklace on, and it wasn't injured. It was, like, playing with – it was, like, eating this little tree on the side of the road. And I just – you know, that's really the end of the story, and it was mostly middle. And I apologize. But I just wanted you all to know that I saw a baby goat, and it had a necklace. And – I wasn't on any drugs. This was moments ago. I wanted to give another huge shout out to Bill and Frank Eat Pop Culture, or is it Frank and Bill Eat Pop Culture? These guys have a really awesome podcast, and I really thoroughly enjoy it. And there's a bit of a wrestling twist on it. It's not a wrestling podcast, but it, you know, they're obviously wrestling fans, and they touch on that a tad. And it's, I don't know, I feel like most people who were born between 1979 and 1987, they seem to have the same, similar childhood, similar nostalgia, similar likes and dislikes. And I like that. It's like a community. You know, we can talk Lewis Tully, and we just nod, you know, we just nod, and we get it, we get it. And I think there's a big group of people like that out there in the world. I thought I had another list of podcasts I was going to give a shout out to, but no, they're the only ones. I must have lost that list forever. Oh, well, Bill and Frank Eat Pop Culture, everybody. Good friends of the show. Oh, and speaking of them, and the wrestling, a good friend of the show, Greg, has informed me that he is toying with the idea of putting up a Fire Pro World Wrestling show on either Twitch and YouTube. Now, you might recall from a previous episode that Greg and I have created wrestlers, created stables and promotions. Over the last 25 years, we've done this in video games. And every new iteration of a video game, we've always carried them forward. And, the momentum has grown, the stables have grown, the promotions have grown. And he has informed me today that because this game is such an in-depth game that he can actually has created every single one of our wrestlers and put them into promotions, and you can actually set it up and have like pay-per-views and stuff. You don't actually have to pay for it, but it's like a series of matches in a row culminating into the main event sort of thing. And he's going to, I guess it's almost like we're going to battle the WWE. And we're going to throw it up on YouTube, I think, Twitch, or him mostly, but I'm going to do whatever he needs me to help out for sure. Maybe add a little commentary, him and I, something fun for the folks. And anyway, I think all of you wrestling fans and comedy fans, there might be a touch of comedy in there too, I think you have something to look forward to. And I haven't actually discussed this with him in too much length, so I hope he doesn't mind my premature shout-out for, I don't know what we called it, True North Wrestling, maybe, or something like that. I don't remember, but there'll be more to come in the future. So, yeah, look forward to that. Wrestling. I got a few other projects on the go. I'm kicking around another idea, maybe kickstarting up. I have actually written and actually created it with Greg. We created this wrestling world and turned it into... This has nothing to do with the actual video game wrestling stuff. And very little of it's been borrowed from there, actually. But we kind of wrote this show together, came up with this show together. And I wrote a pilot. And it's been getting a little traction. And by a little traction, I mean... Some people's agents in places where they could actually do something with this have agreed to look at it. And that's about as much traction as it's got. But basically, I want to maybe start a Kickstarter that we can... No, I didn't just have a stroke. I haven't planned this out, so I don't know what the fuck to say. But we're basically going to try to get some money so that we can film about 10 minutes of it. And then we can use that 10 minutes to shop it around a little better. And I'll leave his name out of there. I'm not going to name whatever that is. I'm not going to name drop. But a new friend, I'll say, of mine that's in the business and quite successful has suggested that we do it this way. And it might be a cheaper way to see if we can get more traction without having to actually spend as much money as we normally would to shoot an entire TV pilot. So that's something I'm thinking about. And that's it. That's kind of the project. I guess the comedy, I know I mentioned a comedy album that I might release sometime soon. That's kind of on the back burner. I haven't combed through. I don't even know if there's enough funny shit in the last 21 fucking episodes anyway to put on an hour-long CD or vinyl. I don't even know. But anyway, that's a little bit of an update. I guess I got some mailbag here. I'm going to go to the mailbag. I only get 3 letters this time. I don't know. It's up and down. Sometimes I get a lot of effort out of you people, and sometimes I get jack fucking shit out of you people. And I'm only, I'm not blaming you, because remember, it's all responsibility is on ourselves. So I have failed you as a content creator, and you aren't engaging because I'm a big piece of shit. It has nothing to do with how much of a piece of shit you all are. It's me. I get it. Okay. But thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following us on Twitter if you do so. We're at Laugh Life Adam. Thanks for, giving me $1 a month to my one patron. But, that's unlimited. As many people as they want can go on there, okay? I think right now we have the one patron, but you can go there. Just go to patreon.com and check out the Laughter Life with Adam McKay. And rambling over, let's check this out. Okay, from Deep Woods Willie. Subject, the bear wars have begun. Adam, I have personally slit the throats of 17 bears last night. It's bear genocide up in here. These sons of bitches have been eating magic mushrooms like they're candied salmon and are going nuts all over my beautiful forest. They have regrouped after my attack, and I can tell they are planning something big. If you were me, how would you build your defense structures, and what strategy would you use against a horde of drugged-up bears? I have a shovel, a couple hundred feet of rope, a sturdy axe, 10 years of tap dance lessons in my beloved shack. Any military advice would be helpful. Tell your followers to check me out on Twitter, at Deep Woods Willie. Well, there you go. There you go. Deep Woods is pulling out all the stops. He's got hashtag Bear Wars here. So there you go, folks. You can now follow Deep Woods Willie on Twitter. That's great. I'm going to follow him right away here. Let's just backtrack here and see what we can, what strategy would you use against a horde of drugged up bears? I can't even delve into the fantasy of the bears being drugged up, so I don't even have an answer for that. But it says you have 100 feet of rope. My God. I don't know if that's going to help. Oh, you know what I would do? I would dig a moat. That's what I would do. It's going to be a fucking lot of work. But I would dig a moat around your perimeter. You know, deep enough that the bear can fall into but can't climb out of. And you might want to put some, I can't remember the name of them, but like spikes, basically, like when you get uppercutted off that bridge in fucking Mortal Kombat and you land all sideways down in the spikes, put some of those down so maybe the bears will hurt themselves. I don't know. I mean, I like bears. I think they're pretty cool, but I'm kind of torn how to answer this question because I don't want you to kill all the bears, but I guess we'll go with your survival supersedes the survival of the bears. And okay, the rope. I really don't know the rope. I don't know if that's going to help. A sturdy axe, again, maybe you can use the axe to help create these spikes you're going to put in your moat. Tap dancing lessons, forget it. Out the window.
and your shack. Yeah, build. I think just build a motor on your shack. I think build some of those pikes into the moat. So if they fall in there, they might get injured that way. And once those drugs wear off, they'll probably just say, they'll just look around and see all these fucking throats slit, and they'll be like, fuck it, we're out, we're gone, we're out of here. I'm sorry, Deep Woods. I don't know what else to tell you other than that. I think with the gear you have, that's about as much as you can do. But, and I mean, they can climb, they can run, they can just, you're fucked, buddy. I mean, anyway, keep slitting those throats. Okay, rant over, moving on. From little Tommy, little Timmy, 10 years old, Glace Bay, subject, bullies. My mom's special friend, Big Pete, often comes over to visit her at night. And I can sometimes hear your podcast playing after they're done wrestling in the room. You give advice, so I was hoping you could help me with a bully problem. There's this fat kid at my school, and he's a right arsehole. He's been stealing my lunch, pushing me down, and keeps saying I pull double shifts at retards family restaurants on the weekends. What should I do about him? My teacher is his dad, so he's no help. How can I make him fear me? Well, I know what you can do to make him. Your teacher is his dad. I think this is, I don't know how to answer this again. I'm going to step outside this letter for one moment just to ensure that my podcast listeners and fans know that violence is wrong. And I would never advocate real violence in real life unless absolutely necessary, where life and limb are endangered. Okay, I'm going to step back into this letter. I think you should bring a baseball bat to school. I think you should hide behind your teacher's doorway. And when he comes into that classroom, you should knock his fucking brains out of his head. And then, get rid of the bat. You have to do this when it's just you and him, but he can't have told anyone that it's just going to be the two of you. So you'll have to trick him somehow to meet you in there. And you'll have to ensure that he hasn't told anyone he's meeting you. Maybe if he goes there earlier than all the rest of the people and the kids, I don't know. Figure out how to smash that kid's dad's head in. And I don't know. I think he'll stop bullying you after that. And you can, like, allude to maybe you did it to him if he gets a little out of line once in a while. You can tell him that he's next. I don't know. I think you need to up the violence game for this fucking fat son of a bitch. That's what I think. And as for Big Pete banging your mother, you might want to give him the same fucking treatment up the side of his head too. Or not. He might be cool. I don't know. Although he has been repeating some of his list questions. How can I make him fear me? Yeah, kill his dad. That'll do it. And maybe Big Pete too. And it wouldn't be such a bad thing if you pulled double shifts at Retard's Family Restaurant on the weekends, because they pay pretty good. You know, it's not in money, though. It's in salmon thighs. And farts, if you're a podcast in which they sponsor. Okay, moving on. Jailbird Jenny. Subject, life in the big house. Yo, Adam, Jailbird Jenny here, writing you from the prison computers at an Arizona State Corrections Facility, and I need some wisdom. I'm in jail on a totally bogus charge that wasn't my fault, and I'm sick of being in here. I have a few friends, but the toilet wine is lousy, and the guards are rude and are always telling inside jokes that the rest of us don't get. Anyway, how the hell do you break out of prison? Keep in mind, I'm super fat, slow, and weak. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Well, I got bad news for you, Jenny. I better step out of this.
I do not advocate suicide. I do not advocate violence. I do not advocate anything negative. Moving back into this fictional letter.
Okay, Jenny. Okay. How the hell do I break out of prison? I think you're thinking about it all wrong.
It's not that concrete prison you need to break out of. I think it's that flesh and bones prison you got to break out of. So, I don't know. Use one of your sheets and I don't know, make a necktie that says goodnight at the end, okay?
That's all I would do if I were super fat, slow, and weak, and stuck in a prison drinking toilet wine. Okay? And that's it, I think. Is that it? Oh, my God. Oh, well, 24 minutes. Can't, hey. Hey, there you go. This way, I apologize. I'm not feeling too hot on this episode. Maybe I'll stick this on Patreon for those people since they've earned it with their dollar. No, it's pretty okay, I guess. I don't know. I always doubt myself. Does any other creative people out there, when you do something, you doubt yourself? I got more shit deleted. I must have deleted, for every episode I've uploaded, I've deleted two. Sincerely. Same with anything I've ever written, music, screenplays, poems, songs, whatever, man. It's crazy. But fuck it. You can have this. Maybe you'll like it and maybe you won't. But God bless you for being there for us, because we just love the hell out of you people, okay? I want you to all take very good care of each other. Get your butts down to Retard's Family Restaurant, okay? And you all have a very good night. You're listening to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. Follow us on Twitter @LaughLifeAdam and check us out on Patreon. Good night.